Podcast World. What's going on, man? This is your host, K-Dub. I want to welcome you guys back to K-Dub Palace. Yeah, man, it's been a good week for WNBA. We're going to get right into it, man. It's going to be a very short episode, man. I know all of you guys saw it. You guys saw the game between the Sky and Aces, man. It's a joy to watch, you know. Asia Wilson and Angel Reese, two women in the game dominating as bigs in the league. You see, Asia Wilson, I think she's had some big double double games, but this game in general, man, I mean, this is her second 20-plus rebound game. You know, she had picked up 19 points and 20 rebounds against the LA Sparks, and then now we see her get her 22 rebound game against the Aces. But unfortunately, she couldn't come away with the win. But it was a great game. Kennedy Carter from the Sky. Kenny Carter, she had a chance to tie the game, which she did. She tied the game with 1.1 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter today. And then, you know, the Aces get the ball. They throw it to Asia Wilson down in the paint, and then she scores a layup. And the Aces picked up the win and a buzzer beater by Asia Wilson by 2 points. So, yeah, man, that was a good game, man. Shout out to the Sky for putting in work. It just sucks that Angel Reese has these monster games, these career-breaking games, these record-breaking games, and then she comes up with the loss. Hopefully, you know, these kind of games turn into wins for her. I know it's only her rookie season. She'll get better, but you just hate to see these great games end up in losses. So, but you know, it was a good game. Shout out to Angel Reese. You know, that's Maryland native right there. So, you know, anybody from Maryland, you know, we're going to try. And anybody from Maryland, man, we're going to try and give them, you know, as much as their flower is needed. Yeah, man, it's been a lot of WNBA action. You saw Caitlin Clark. She's putting up big numbers. You know, she's still putting up numbers. They recently lost to, I want to say, they lost yesterday to the Minnesota Lynx. I believe they lost to the Lynx yesterday. You know, but the good thing about the Fever is that they're looking more like they're probably going to make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs. Kelsey Mitchell on the Fever, I actually like Kelsey Mitchell's game. I think she can really shoot the ball. She can shoot the ball. She can go in the hole. She can score in the paint, you know. And she's a lefty, you know. You know, I'm a lefty myself, so I have a thing for all lefties in the league. You know, Kelsey Plum is a lefty, but that's besides the point. Asia Wilson's a lefty too, you know. But like I said, but back to the Fever though, with Caitlin Clark, I actually like watching Caitlin Clark play. You know, she doesn't really give me Steph Curry vibes, so I can kind of root for her a little bit, but. But, you know, But I would Caitlin Clark is definitely nice. You saw when they played the Storm, you saw how Skylar Diggins-Smith, she's one of my favorite players as well. She kind of gave Caitlin Clark like a little nudge after she hit like a big shot. So, you know, there's definitely going to be hate involved, obviously. You know, it comes with the territory when you're one of the best players in college and you're coming into the pros with a spotlight on you like Caitlin Clark. It's kind of expected to get picked on a little bit, but at the same time, you see Caitlin Clark is not, she's not being fazed by a lot of these antics that's been coming at her. She's not really being as fazed as how she was when she first came into the league over a few months back. But like I said, it's good to see basketball being played with the NBA being, you know, not on right now. It's good to see the WNBA kind of taking over the off season and keeping us entertained. So, you know, shout out to WNBA. Standings is looking kind of interesting right now. You know, you got the New York Liberty is in first. After them, I think it's the Minnesota Lynx, and then it's the Connecticut Suns, and then I think the Seattle Storm is fourth, the Aces are fifth, the Mercury is sixth, I think the Fever, they're right behind the Mercury, they're seventh, and then the Chicago Sky is eighth, and then the rest of the teams, obviously, they probably won't make the playoffs, but if you had to ask me, do I see going to the championship? The championship, I'm going to be honest, man. The Aces are scaring me. The Aces are scaring me. And the reason why I say the Aces are scaring me is because they've been losing lately. You know, I mean, yeah, they beat the Sky on the buzzer beater. But they beat the Sky on the buzzer beater. But before the buzzer beater, the Aces, I think the Aces played the Lynx. They lost to the Lynx. I think they lost to the Sparks at one point. They had lost a few games before. So, yeah, they're a little scary right now. They're kind of scary right now. I feel like injuries definitely played a part. You know, Chelsea Gray was out for a while. Chelsea Gray is even looking kind of, you know, even Chelsea Gray isn't really looking like herself, really, because she's come back from that injury. So it's going to be interesting. But right now, I got the Aces and I got the Aces. Championship. I say championship. I think I got the I want to go with the Aces because, like, the Aces are my team for WNBA. I just like Kelsey Plum and Asia Wilson. I just like both of them, to be honest. You know, those two are my favorite players. They've been dominating for a few years now with the championship. So, and then, you know, so I want the Aces to go back and, you know, and do it again, you know, but they're going to have to figure all this stuff out because they've been losing lately. And even today, they lost to it. But, I mean, they only beat the Sky by 2 points on a buzzer beater. So the Aces got some work to do before the playoffs come. But in the championship, I'm going to be honest, I think the Minnesota Lynx have what it takes. You know, the Connecticut Sun, they were undefeated for a while. Then they started losing some games, and they were up and down. Then they made a trade for Mabry from the Chicago Sky. So, but now the championship definitely got the Minnesota Lynx. They've been playing nice. Natalie Collier from the Lynx, she's been balling. I think she had 23 points last game with 7 rebounds, and I think one game, no, she had 29. And then I think she just had a career high of 18 rebounds with 27 points. She's been cooking. I like the McBride. I like McBride from the Lynx, so I'm gonna say championship. I got the Lynx and Liberty. I think Lynx and Liberty. But even though I don't see the Aces, I don't see them folding when the time matters. So I would like the Aces to go back, but it's probably gonna be Lynx and Liberty. And if it's not the Lynx, I'm gonna say it's probably gonna be probably the Seattle Storm, you know, with Scott Dingin Smith, Drew Lloyd, and Nene K. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting. End of the season to see how it plays out in the playoffs, but it's probably gonna be the Lynx, and I got the Lynx and the Liberty matching up in the finals. Even though I think it might be like a rematch between the Liberty and Aces, but the Lynx are looking nice, and I mean, I want to say the Chicago Sky. Don't be surprised if the Sky, you know. If the Sky or the Fever gets one of these top teams, kind of like a run for their money in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying, like, well, it's like when it's all said and done, like, they have a chance. You know, they can compete. I'm not saying they can beat the teams like the Aces and the Liberty and the Lynx and the Storm and the Connecticut team. They have a chance, you know, but yeah, man, it's gonna be an interesting season. But like I say, it's gonna be a short episode, man. It's like it's almost 4 a.m. here. So to end this short episode, it's real short. I would like to give y'all my top five WN. So I'm gonna give y'all two lists. The first list is going to be my top five WNBA players in the league right now. And then I'm going to give y'all my personal top five. Not even top five. I'm going to give y'all my personal top three. I'm going to say top four. Top four. Okay, look. Well, okay, so first of all, before we get to the list, I do want to say shout out to, there have been some players who came back from injury. I want to say shout out to, I don't want to get her name wrong. Hopefully I don't get her name wrong, but she plays for the Dallas Wings. Her name is Satu Sabali. She plays for the Dallas Wings. She is number zero. She wears zero. She's been balling since she came back. Even though her team has been losing with Arike, shout out to Arike. She's a bucket. Even though the Wings have been losing, you know, she's been putting up some numbers since she's came off an injury. And Another player from the Washington Mystics, my hometown team, the Mystics, Shakira Austin, she's the big man. I mean, not big man, but she's the center woman for the Mystics. She's been balling since she's been back too. So shout out to her. But yeah, man, my top five players in the league right now. I mean, it's the obvious: Asia Wilson, Brown Stewart. You know, Sabrina Ionescu. Angel Reese has to be on there. What? Oh man, that's four. That's four. Yeah, that's four. And then Caitlin Clark. I mean, it's really hard. I don't know. I think no. I'm gonna redo that list. I'm gonna redo that list. Cause Arike has to be on this list. So look, so top five, I'm gonna say Asia Wilson, Breonna Stewart. Man, Arike gotta be on this list. Oh man, I'm gonna leave Sabrina. Oh, but Sabrina gotta be on this list. Natalie Collier, oh my god. Okay, look. Asia Wilson, Breonna Stewart. And this is crazy because if you don't watch WNBA, you would probably just name the obvious. But you don't know. There are a lot of good WNBA players. You know what I'm saying? So, Asia Wilson, Breonna Stewart. I got to go with Natalie Collier from the Minnesota Lynx, bro. Because she's averaging 20 and 10 and she's balling. So, Natalie Collier is number three. Number four, number four. It's crazy because you can go Clea Cobber, you can go Jewel Lowe, you can go Arike, you can go Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, you can go Sabrina. I think number four, you gotta go with Sabrina. Man, it's gonna be hard. I'm gonna go with Arike. I gotta go with it's between Arike and Sabrina. I'm probably gonna go Sabrina. Cause you gotta include winning. I feel like the winning part gotta be involved a little bit. I feel like your team gotta be in the playoffs, right? So, yeah, man, Sabrina, I mean, like they have the best team in the league, you know what I'm saying? So I got Sabrina Ionescu at four. Number five is tricky. Now, because look, I can go Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. I can go Arike from the Wings. Or I can go Caitlin Clark. I can go Angel Reese. You know? DT, obviously. She's a legend. She's good. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can just say DT. I mean, she's still playing. I mean, you gotta put her in. I mean, she's goated. But I'm gonna leave her off this one. Cause I think we all know how great DT is. You know what I'm saying? Number five, I'm gonna be honest. Number five, I mean, why not? Just go with Caitlin Clark just to fill it out. I say Caitlin Clark just to fill it out. I mean, what she's doing, her and Angel Reese, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I'll probably say that. Now, if we're going my personal top five is going to shock y'all. So, my favorite player, I like Kelsey Plum. You know what I'm saying? I think she has a finesse to her game. She can go to the rack. She can shoot. She can pass. You know what I'm saying? Kelsey Plum Asia Wilson. You know, so Asia Wilson's a beast on the board. She can defend. I'm saying she a dog for real. So Asia Wilson's one of my favorite players. This is gonna shock y'all, but I like Dejanae Carrington from the Connecticut Sun, bro. I like her defense, bro. She got defense, bro. Like, she plays with grit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, she guards the best player. You know what I'm saying? She get the blocks. She get the steals. Like, it don't show up on the stat sheet, but, bro, she's definitely first team all defense. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Disney Carrington. With this three, my fourth favorite player, Angel Reese is probably above Desjanae Carrington. So Angel Reese would be three, and then Desjanae is four. And me, Angel Reese is a dog. You know what I'm saying? She get all the rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, I mean, bro, she's, bro, I've lost count on how many double-doubles in a row she has. I think Angel Reese has over 20 double doubles this season. Like, that's crazy. So Angel Reese is four. And then my last player, I'm gonna go with Skylar Diggins Smith. I know that's kind of like a shot, like Skylar. Yeah, man, Skylar can hoop. You know, like when she was on the Mercury, you know what I'm saying? She could hoop. So she can assist, you know what I'm saying? She's really a facilitator, since she get her teammates involved. So and she a dog too. She can shoot, she can, you know what I'm saying, she can go to the rack. So yeah. I'm gonna go with Skylar Diggins Smith from the Seattle Storm. That's my list. Sorry, y'all. This is the end of the episode, man. Hope y'all enjoy. It's a short late night podcast. Make sure y'all go subscribe to wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you go subscribe. Again, I still have no listeners, which is okay. You know, one day it will happen. I give y'all some content regardless of what's going on. I'm gonna keep giving y'all content, more new basketball updates. You know, so anytime y'all need updates, anything that's going on, or just want to hear a voice, you know, that's what this platform is for. It's for us to talk our, mess, you know, and speak about the game for those who want to hear about the game. So. Appreciate y'all for listening, man. Make sure y'all go subscribe and follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Drip Guy K-Dub, and then my YouTube, K-Dub, which the link is in my Instagram bio. Again, my YouTube channel link is in my Instagram bio at Drip God K-Dub. Again, my Instagram is Drip God K-Dub. I'm gonna see y'all in the next episode. Appreciate y'all for listening to K-Dub Palace, and we are out to the next episode.